Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adeyemi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050. Father, I pray that you give the insight to the audience that are listening on over the radio land about this overcoming faith that you have called us onto. Listen, I want you to listen closely to the sermon I have for you this hour. In the book of Revelation chapter 3, we see consistently, repeatedly, the word of God telling us that he that overcometh, the same shall receive some blessings. And we want to say, what do we have to overcome as believers? In Revelation chapter 2, verse 26, the Lord said, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with the rod of iron. And again, you see the same message in Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. The Lord said again, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. And again, you see it also in the book of Revelation chapter 21, where the Lord said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now, the question is, what do we have to overcome? We always know that the Christian call is a race. And to participate in a race, even in a physical athletic race, there are many hurdles that you need to jump. The same in the Christian faith. To participate in a race, you have to prepare. And that preparing for a race means you need to first overcome laziness. Also, you need to overcome discouragement. All of those small things that we are mentioning, they are also as real in physical life as also real in the spiritual life. And the Almighty God said, he that overcometh. But you have to also remember that there are several things we need to overcome. The first one is our own flesh. We are to overcome our own flesh. And we are going to point to some Bible verses that shows to us that the flesh is waging against the Spirit of God that is in us. Or our own spirit and our own flesh, they are actually at loggerheads with one another. But we are to overcome our own flesh so that our spirit, which is our real self, is the one dominating, because our spirit is expected to obey God. And the spirit has to rule over our flesh to be obedient to God. So that is one thing you have to know, that we have to overcome our flesh. Let's go into the book of Galatians and see all the works of the flesh as it is reported, so that you can say this is what we need to overcome. When you say he that overcometh, we have to overcome all those works of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, Apostle Paul listed what the fruits of the flesh is. In chapter 5 of Galatians, verse 17, let me start from verse 6. He said, this I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17, for the flesh lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Verse 19 is where I'm going. Now, these are the works of the flesh that are manifesting, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. And he said, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, all of those he listed the works of the flesh, that is, things that our physical body will love to do, participate in, which is contrary to the will of God. And that is why he listed them there. But anyone that is doing, that is participating, that continuously living in that lifestyle, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now, to overcome all of those fleshy manifestations, we need our spirit to dominate, because our spirit wants to obey God. And that is why he said the spirit and the flesh are always against one another, so that you cannot do what you want to do. Even if you want to do the will of the Spirit of God, the flesh always wants to rule and dictate what is pleasing to the flesh. Now, we are to rule over our own body. And there are many Bible verses that tell us that we are to rule our own body, even when it comes to emotions, anger, that causes strife. Solomon said in the book of Proverbs that he that is not able to rule his own spirit is not an overcomer. So we have to rule our own spirit. And that is one of the reasons why we said we are to overcome our flesh. Everything we have listed there are the works of the flesh. The other thing we need to overcome is Satan. Now, Satan is a spirit that is against humanity, that started the disobedience that happened in the Garden of Eden through Adam and Eve. Now, Satan is still in the world trying to make Christians disobey God. And most of the time, what Satan does is to amplify the fleshy manifestation, or to dangle some baits that will make the flesh want those baits. When he dangles some those baits in front of the believer by making sin look glamorous, by making adultery look glamorous, or by making ungodliness look glamorous, that is the work of Satan. Also, the satanic spirits can also try to attack human beings by trying to make them, touching some nerves in them to make them, to amplify the fleshy desires. Those are the things that we also have to overcome. But as believers, Christ has given us power. And that is the one we want to talk about today. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, is what the Bible said. And how do we overcome? For you, if you are listening to me and you are not a believer, you first need to call Jesus Christ to come and give you that power. This is what we see in the book of Gospel of John, chapter 1, where the Bible said, as many, verse 12, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That is, this power is a spiritual power that Christ gives unto us, that will make us be able to become sons of God by yielding to the Holy Spirit of God. That is, the fight between our spirit and our flesh will not be able to continue when you have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is this being born again experience. When Christ gives you this power to become sons of God, your spirit is amplified, and so your spirit begins to dominate more, and the flesh has to get weaker and weaker in all his desires. And that is what the Bible calls the power to become. And that is what every person needs to be able to overcome. So when God says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, the human race may not be able to overcome unless Christ, that's why we call him Savior. When Christ comes into you, you become a new creature. And all things pass away, and behold, all things become new. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Now, another thing we need to overcome is the attacks of the devil. That is, the devil not only just attack to make people try to want to sin, the devil also can attack to make people get sickness and diseases. All of those things, you may say, well, do we need to overcome that? We can also overcome all those attacks of the enemy to keep ourselves alive. So that if anybody dies of old age, that is the only way God allows it. But when people die of disease and sicknesses, when they die young, it is satanic spirit that attacks most of the time, or circumstances attack most of the time. But we are to overcome all things. That's what the scripture says in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. So we are to overcome all oppositions, overcoming the flesh, overcoming Satan. And the Bible continues to tell us in Matthew chapter 16. Let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, and see what the Lord is telling us today. Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. We are talking about overcoming all things. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, the Lord Jesus Christ started talking to the apostles that he would have to. He said that from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and to be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, that shall not be unto thee. But the Lord turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. So you can see Satan sneaked in to suggest something through Peter. Sneaked in to cause doubt, to cause faith to shake, to cause unbelief. Those are all the things also we have to overcome. There may be psychological attack, which people will call it. That is, the devil has many ways of attacking people. He could attack through doubt. He could attack through unbelief. So your friend suggesting ideas that contradict your faith in Christ. You have to overcome all of those things also. The devil can come in form of trying to make you do the wrong thing. You see, many times we think of all these works of the flesh as the only thing we have to overcome. But I'm trying to make you to see that when the devil comes against believers in Christ, he will try to amplify the works of the flesh, yes. But also those who are really fully grounded in the world may not really fall for that. So the devil comes through some psychological ways to make you doubt God or to make you do something that is contrary to God. You can remember the story of the Lord Jesus Christ's temptation. When Satan came against the Messiah, what are the types of temptation? What will that have caused if the Lord has done what Satan said, jump down from this top of the pinnacle, and the angels will carry you? And Jesus Christ said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Well, what kind of attack would that have been? It's an attack of psychological way of making him to doubt or to prove God, or to test his faith. Why will I test it when I know it is sure? And that is exactly what we are saying. The devil comes in many forms. We are to overcome all things. We are to overcome the psychological attack. We are to overcome the devil in physical attacks. We are to overcome the devil in emotional attacks. What is emotional attacks? When you and somebody are almost going to debate, argument, that is going to stand into a rage, that could be an attack from the devil. And the Bible said, a soft answer turneth away wrath. The Bible also said in another Bible verse in the book of Proverbs that even a soft tongue breaketh the bone. So then what you need to do is to quickly quench that debate, that argument, that violence of the lashing of the tongue before it turns into rage. And that is exactly how you defeat the devil, by the word of God. And that is one of the things, that is another example of how the devil can make people, can attack believers by trying to bring in emotional attack that could come to rage, that comes to anger, or even depression can be an emotional attack. When the devil makes people to begin to think of, oh me, why are all these things happening to me? Instead of praising God in every situation, that could be an attack when the devil is bringing in an emotional depression. And we are to overcome all things. So we overcome those type of emotional depression by praising God, by remembering all his goodness. Like the scripture says, forget not all his benefits. So anytime you are being casted down in your mind and ideas or thoughts are coming to you to make you to begin to feel depressed, why is this happening to me? Have I lost my job? Why is sicknesses attacking me or my family? You should remember the good things God has done before. That the Lord that has brought me this far, he healed me over there last some time ago when I was having this sickness. and he provided for me over there. When you remember his goodness, then begin to praise him, and the depression will disappear. Because that is another way the devil attacks, through emotion. Emotion could be in anger, it could be in form of depression, it could be in even over excitement. So you have to watch for all the arrows and the enemy. The Bible said we are not unaware of the enemies, of the devil's devices. So we must overcome all things, as the scripture said. And the Lord Jesus Christ also gave us some more Bible scriptures that we can use to overcome. And another thing we have to overcome is pride, which is a form of emotional attack, or it could be a form of overexcitement. Pride is the hardness of heart. And the Bible says pride, God resisted the proud. So you may say, well, can the enemy attack through pride? Yes. Yes, the enemy can attack people. Or you may say pride is actually a works of the flesh. Trying to show off could be a work of the flesh, like the Bible says, the fruit of the flesh is. But when these works of the flesh are manifesting, the enemy can attack believers by even bringing the thoughts of all the great things you have done to your mind, to make you feel proud, to make you feel arrogant. And when that thought begins to come to your mind, you have to quench it. And that is how we have to overcome. When God said overcome all things, anything that is going to hinder us from getting to the glory of God, from getting closer to the Lord, we have to overcome all those hindrances. Because we know that pride, the Bible says, goeth before destruction. We know that God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the lowly. And when we know that the Lord is far away from the proud, then we don't want to be proud, because we want to move closer to the Lord. That is one of the reasons why we must recognize all the attacks of the enemy and quench it. The Bible also says that we are to be slow to speak. Quick to hear, but slow to speak. In the book of James chapter 1, verse 19, he mentioned the way what we say out of our mouth can also be how we are going to overcome. Let's talk about how do we overcome. The word of God is our weapon. The word of God is our weapon. That is, we have to be grounded in the scriptures. The book of Proverbs is full of words that we can use, that we should speak out, that will help us to overcome Satan when he comes like a whirlwind. By simply quoting the scripture, like our Lord Jesus Christ quoted the scripture to Satan, it is written, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." That is one of the Bible verses that Jesus quoted. And when the enemy come and try to tempt him to doubt God or to tempt God, Jesus Christ gave another Bible verse. It is written, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." When the devil tries to make him to satisfy the flesh by saying, "Why don't you turn this stone to bread?" Jesus Christ said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." Well, you may say, well, it's because he was not that hungry. It's because he was not going to obey what the devil says. So our challenge is to first recognize that who is bringing this idea to us, who is bringing this thought to us, who is trying to create this emotional confrontation here. When we discern the works of the enemy quickly, you better speak the word of God. You better speak the word of God. You better speak the word of God. Because of not discerning quickly, people fall into all this confrontation before it is too late. They are either in a fight, in a quarrel, in a strife. But we have to quickly discern where this is coming from. Like the Lord Jesus Christ did when Peter was talking. Peter simply spoke as whatever comes to his mouth and tried to rebuke our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible said, about what he said about himself. He was going to the cross, he was going to be crucified, and the devil pulled the words into Peter's mouth to confront the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ quickly discerned who was speaking. It was not Peter. It was Satan that was putting the words into Peter's mouth. And so the Lord quickly rebuked Satan and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Now we also have to design environments where we are in and know who is behind it all before we jump into a fight, before we respond, so that we are responding correctly to the right person. So the Lord Jesus Christ responded to the right person, who was Satan. So when we want to speak, we should speak directly to whoever is trying to create this ruckus. We speak against the devil by saying, "It is written," what God said. "Get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God." It is written, The Bible says, sin shall not have dominion over me. When the devil is trying to make us sin or make us think of ungodliness, speak it to the air or through the voice or whoever the devil is using, speak it back to that person. Or if it is coming to your mind, speak it to your mind. It is written, my body is the temple of the living God. It is written, sin shall not have dominion over me. And it is by the word of our testimony we overcame. Let me read that in the book of Revelation, chapter 12. How did the saints overcome the devil? It has been given to us, and we are to take note of that. Like we said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. But this is how we overcame. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, the Bible said there was a battle in heaven, and Satan and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. And I want you to know that when he said Michael and his angels, the saints of God are the servants of the angels that are really in this war. And Michael is the archangel of God, representing even our Lord Jesus Christ, is our captain. Now, the saints of God overcame the dragon, like he said here in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 12. He said, and they overcame the dragon, him, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So take note of that. The word of our testimony is one of the weapons that we overcome the devil. The blood of the Lamb of God is another weapon that overcomes the devil. And they said they loved not their lives unto the death. That is the third thing that he said we used to overcome the devil. What does that really mean? That means we are committed. We are committed to Christ. We are committed to God. We are not going to love our life unto the death. That commitment is a confrontation against Satan himself. That is, we are not backing out. We are not backing out. You can see an example of that when the king Nebuchadnezzar wanted, in the book of Daniel, wanted to throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace of fire. He gave them one more chance to recant, to bow to the golden image. And they said, they are ready to die. That is, they love not their lives unto the death. They said, our God is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. He said, but even if he does not deliver us, we still are not going to bow to this image. That is, they are ready to die. They love not their lives unto the death. That is one of the weapons of the saints at the same time to overcome the devil. And the Bible says, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Don't forget that. We are to overcome the devil. One of the weapons of our overcoming is loving not our lives unto the death. In that Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, he said, we also overcame by the word of our testimony. That is, like I've been saying before, it is written, it has to be in our mouth. You have to speak it out over and over again to everything that the devil throw at you. If the devil throw evil thoughts, speak out the word of God and say, my mind is for pure things. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things. That is, I should only be thinking of good things. That's how we are to quench every wrong thoughts. Because the thought of iniquity is sin, is what the Bible says. Well, if it's not coming from me, but it must come from the outside, the devil is throwing those thoughts to my mind. I quench it by simply reminding myself that I'm only to think of good things and think of great things of God. Constantly, that is the battle that is going on. It's raging. Do not succumb to the thoughts of the enemy. Because when that thought takes root, it goes into the heart, and very soon the fellow is believing the thoughts and ready to act it out. And you are not to do evil. So that is why we are to use the word of our testimony, the word of God. Why did he say word of our testimony? That is, we are testifying of what God says. This is the promise of God for our life. This is the grace of God that he has given to us. As we testify it to people, as we say it to ourselves, to our mind, to people that the enemy is trying to use to confront us or to make us do the wrong thing, as we speak what the word of God says, that it is written, I am crucified with Christ. That's another Bible verse. I'm just giving you examples. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That is, my body is crucified with Christ. I'm not going to sin. Sin shall not have dominion over me. When you confess those scriptures, you are overcoming the enemy. And the other thing he said, we overcome the devil, which is by the blood of the Lamb. Now, how does the blood of the Lamb help us overcome? Because we are nothing without the blood of the Lamb. We human, we Christians, we saints, we are only accepted by God through the shed blood of the Lamb of God. That is, God is seeing us through the blood. So all our righteousness are like filthy rags before God until Christ's blood was shed. And his blood atoned for us and make us to be acceptable before God. So whatever offenses we have done before or doing currently, the blood of the Lamb of God cover us so that God is not condemning us. The enemy may try to accuse us, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover all those accusations and nullify all those accusations. Because when you look at the scriptures in that book of Revelation chapter 12, here is what the Bible says after we overcame. It said, the accuser of our brethren is cast out, which means the weapon of the devil is to accuse us Christians before God constantly of what we have done or not done that he could point to. You see, and that is to make God not to be able to defend us, to make us not to be able to grant us the grace or the kingdom that we want. And all of those accusations is what we are overcoming by the blood of the Lamb of God. Yes, we have been made pure. That does not mean we are going to continue in sin, because we have been purified by the blood of Jesus Christ. The grace of God has made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. So we are no more a sinner. However, the devil can still point to some omissions. The devil can still point to some commissions. When you didn't do good enough for a friend, when evil thoughts come to you or you didn't knock it off easily, every other thing that could be called iniquity, the devil will still like to point to it to make the grace of God not to be able to work for us. However, the blood of the Lamb of God covered the sins of the Most High God. And then, when we speak the word of God, we knock back the devil. The word is the sword of our spirit. The word of God is the sword of our spirit. Like the Bible said, when the Apostle Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, these are the armor of God. The offensive armor is the sword of the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6. Apostle Paul told us to put on the whole armor of God. And let me point to the armor of God that we are talking about here. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning from verse 12, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. That is, the evil day is when the devil attacks. So that we can stand is to put on the armor of God. And he said, stand therefore, in verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 6, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all sins. And that is how we overcome the devil. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. God is calling unto you as a believer to put on that armor of God and know that it is a battle against the flesh, against your own flesh, against the enemy that can arouse up your flesh or use other people to try to influence you to sin. But the battle is the Lord's, and we have the victory. But you have to overcome by the blood of the Lamb of God. That is the blood that you apply. You just plead the blood all the time. And the blood I've atoned for, we believe in that blood, is what is protecting us. And by the word of our testimony, like I said, speak the word all the time. And then stand firm, ready to lay your life down for him, that we love not our life unto the death. And the Lord is standing by us. And that is how we shall overcome. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, said the Almighty God. And I believe that the Lord is putting this into your heart to believe. And I just pray for you right now, Father. I pray for everyone that's listening, that they will overcome. As we fight the battle, we have overcome already. Because we look at the end of the book, he said, the saints overcame. Thank you, Jesus. Write to us and we shall send you some exhortation. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona, 85050. Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona, 85050. On the internet, you can send email and you can read all our literature And also you can listen to some of these sermons on the internet. Our web address is gospeldistribution.org. gospeldistribution.org. God bless you. Talk to you next time.